you holding Daf Yud Aleph. Just go over again the last Gemara we saw yesterday. The middle of the Gemara. Again, Toni Rav Kana, Kai made Rav Yehuda, that Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokor, Ubeis HaEitzim, Ubeis HaEitzrois, Pturim Min HaMezuzah. Hey, Rav Kana's Shita is that a warehouse, a storehouse, is Potem Min HaMezuzah. Why? Mifnei Shanoshim Noisois Behen. A reason, because the women, like we'll soon see, take a bath, they wash themselves there. Or my nusos, what does it mean to have nusos? It means to have enjoyment, like Lashon of Noor, to have enjoyment from it. Roichtois, because they wash themselves in these houses. And therefore, it's potem in a mezuzah. So it's mashma, according to Rav Kana, stam a warehouse is mechuyv in a mezuzah. Okay, it's a beis ha-tevin, a store, a house, you store the straw, or the boker, the animals, or eat some, the wood. Stam warehouse of wine and shemen, he holds mikir, stam, it's pot, it's chayiv in a mezuzah. The reason why here it's pot is because the women wash themselves there, and it's not nice to have a mezuzah, but mokum where they're washing themselves. Because they're undressed there. Omalei Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Kana, time of the roichses, what are you saying, why do you hold these warehouses, pot for the mezuzah, only because the women wash themselves there, like it's not for COVID to have a mezuzah in a place where they're undressed. Hostomo, Chayovin Mashmiyur of Kana holds Tama warehouse is Mechuyev in a mezuzah. Like a garage would be Mechuyev in a mezuzah. I have a tiny, we learned in a price like this. Refes Boker, the stall where you keep your animals, is Pturim in a mezuzah. Is Mashmino, a storehouse where you keep even the animals, is Potem in a mezuzah. So Tama warehouse is Potem in a mezuzah. Abizoyel, a minor usos. What does the price mean to say before? The reason why the Potem is because they have Hanor there, which Rav Kana said that meant to say because they washed themselves there. So Yud learns not like that. It means miskashtois. Not that they get undressed there, but they use it. They put on makeup in that room. Vochi Katoni, this is what the Brisa means to say. That afa pisha noshim miskashtois ben, even though the women actually use these rooms, even though it's meant for a storehouse, storage there, but the women use it, they put on their makeup there, still peturim. That's the Chiddush. Because it's not a base dira. They don't live there day and night. Really, it's only used to store your things there, to store your animals there. Even though they go there throughout the daytime, sometimes to put on makeup there, that's not considered a base dira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. But avada stama warehouse, stama garage, is potter on the mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei Rav Kana said back to him, v'shanoshim miskashtos em beturim. Is that true? You want to tell me a room that the ladies use to put their makeup on, that room is going to be potter from the mezuzah? It's not called a dira. For a tanya we learned, Refes boka pturim min hamezuzah. A refes, that's this corral where you keep your animals, is potter min hamezuzah. But for shanoshim is kashtois bo, but if the women use that room to put on their makeup there, chayoves be mezuzah, it's mechuyvin in mezuzah. So there's enough in the Braisa that says this corral, if it's used for the women to put on their makeup, it is called a beis dira. It is enough to mechayv you in a mezuzah. So elo mayas loch lemeim, what do you have to answer? That miskashtois tanoihi. It's a machlekes tanoim. The fact that a lady uses the room to put on the makeup is not enough to give it a shame beis dira. It's called like they're living in that room, and therefore it's mechayv in a mezuzah. Or no, that's not called living. Living means you have to live there day and night. But just time you use it to store, to storage. No, sometimes the women put their makeup, that's not mechuyiv. It's machoikis tanoim. So Atelo didi, according to me, Rav Kana answers back, nami stam et tanoi, has even a stam beis dira, a stam storehouse, a stam beis hateven or beis haboker. There's a room that you use just to store the straw. According to Rav Kana, it's also machoikis tanoim. In other words, again, Bekitz, Rav Kana holds that a warehouse is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And the only reason why he holds potter before is because the women wash themselves there, they're undressed there. But a stam warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And if Yehuda is not like that, he holds stam warehouse is potter for the mezuzah. The only tzad to be mechayev is if women put on makeup there, they use it there. So Mar says that the dinam is stam et tanoi, it's mechuyev is tanoim. The Tanya we learned like this. The Apostle says our mezuzah is beisecho. Is beisecho, what does it mean, your house? Ham yuchid lecho. A house that's oimed miyuchet, set aside for you, prat lebeis hateven, excluding a house, the storage room that you use to store the straw, or the beis haboker where you have your animals, or the beis haitzim where you store the wood, or the beis haitzim where you store the wine or the shemen. Shepturim min hamezuzah. It's potem min hamezuzah, stam braisa that holds the stam warehouses are potem min hamezuzah. V'yesh mechayoven. But there are some tanoim that hold no, it is mechuyev. That's also called a beischor. Since you're using it, you're mishtamish there, you leave your food there, you leave your animals there, it's called you're using that room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin, that a room that you use for your own personal usage, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. The emes amru, but everybody holds, the emes, like for sure it said, that beis hakisei, or beis habruski, that's the room that they use for make the skin, that smells very bad there, or beis hamerchetz, room you take a shower, you wash yourself, or beis hatfilu, where they go to the mikvah, or else that the women take a private bath there, is pturim in a mezuzah. This room for sure is pturim in a mezuzah. Because it's a ginai, they're not doing nice things there, either it smells too much there, or else they're undressed there. Such a room does need a mezuzah. Mashenke and stama storage room, that's a machlekes hanoyim. But there is a tana that says, v'yesh mechayovim, stama storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Rav Kana matas latayme. Now, Rav Yehuda matas latayme. Rav Kanan and Yehuda both are going to say how they learn Pshat this machlokes tanoim. Again, that Rav Kanan hold there is he holds that stama warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah, and Rav Yehuda Shita was no stama warehouse for sure is potim in a mezuzah. The only reason why they're mechuyev before was because the nashim use it to put on the makeup there. So they both learn Pshat this machlokes tanoim like this. Rav Kanan matatz time. Rav Kanan his Shita holds that you are mechuyev in a mezuzah. Learns the machlokes like this. That beisecha, the pasuk says al mezuzas beisecha, means beisecha am yuchadecha. The bayis has to be set aside for you to live there. Prat, excluding lebeis hateven, a room that you don't live there, you just store your straw, or lebeis habok, lebeis eitzim, lebeis oitzris, stam you store things there. Shepturim in a mezuzah. Bistam, a stam room is potem in a mezuzah since you're not actually living there. Av v'yesh, but there are reshitas that hold v'yesh yemechayovim bistam. But there are tanoim that hold no, a stam storage room, since you're using it to store your things there, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin. So a garage that you store your things there and you go there from time to time to take things out, put things in, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. V'yesh mechuyev in bestam. Now, b'yemes amru, for sure it was said, everybody holds like this, that beis hakisei, or beis habruski, or beis hamerchas, the room that you make the skin, the tanim, or the room that you take a bath, or beis hatfila, v'shanoshim lusas ben, or mayna usois, what does it mean the women have hanor there? That means roichtsois, that they take a shower there, they take a bath there, it's peturim in a mezuzah. These rooms are potim in a mezuzah. Because it's a tashmish shol ginai, they're undressed there, therefore these rooms are potim in a mezuzah. But a regular warehouse, a storage room, is mechuyev in a mezuzah, according to Rav Kana. For the Gemara Yehochi, hainu merchatz, like if you're telling me now the room shanoshim nusais ben means a room that the ladies take a shower there, b'chur that's haino merchatz. We said that already, that a beis merchatz is potafin and mezuzah. Have the Gemara ashmina merchatz the rabbim, the ashmina merchatz the yochid. It's a chiddush. Merchatz means a public bathhouse. That's for sure potafin and mezuzah. Now that it says for shanoshim nusais ben, that means a private bathhouse. The salkot aydachemilich, I would have thought, merchatz the rabbim, the nefishas humam, a public bathhouse. That there's a lot of odor there, a lot of heat there, it smells very bad. That's why it's potter from the mezuzah. Avo merchatz the yochid, a private room that one isha uses for her private washing, it's only for a private person to learn off his huma, it doesn't smell so bad there. A malachai the mezuzah, I would think maybe her personal beis merchatz is mechuyev in the mezuzah, kamash malan. No, even a private room, the hanoshim nusais ben, is also potter from the mezuzah. But this is good according to Rav Kana Shita, that a storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. For Rav Yehuda matatz time, Rav Yehuda says according to his Shita, that he yells no, stam a warehouse storage room is potter from a mezuzah. Since you're not living there, it's potter from a mezuzah. Hochi ketoni, he learns the machlokes like this. Beisecha, the pasuk says, means beisecha yuchad lecha. It has to be a house set aside for your personal living. Prat lebeis hateven, excluding a room that you only use to store the straw there, or beis haboka for the animals, or beis haitzah for the wood, or beis haitzah for the wine, the shemen, shepturim in a mezuzah. Now, afilo miskashtois, one sheet tells, even if the women use it to put their makeup on in that room, but since that's not the ikar purpose of the room, the ikar tashmish of the room is to store the things there, so it's not called the beis dira, even though sometimes the women use it to put their makeup, still they're potter. The yesh, but there are some shittas that hold mechayovim b'miskashtois. Some shita say yichaye, but when? Only if the women also use that room to put on the makeup. So since they have some tashmish of a dira, that's why there's a chiv to put a mezuzah. Avul stam, but if the women don't use that room to put the makeup on, it's only used just to store your wood there, or to store your shemen or your wine there, then potter, divrei hakol potter. Everybody holds your potter. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a garage would be potter for the mezuzah. Now, B.M.S. Omru, it was, for this, everybody's masking, for sure, it was said, that Beis HaKisa, Yo Beis HaBurski, Yo Beis HaMerchat, Yo Beis HaTfilom, that Afa Pish HaNoshim is Kastosh for him, even though in these rooms, sometimes the women also use it to put on their makeup, of a Pturim Min HaMezuzah. Here, for sure, it's Potem Min HaMezuzah, Mishum Denof Mezuma, because it smells very bad, these rooms. Therefore, it's not covered to have the mezuzah there, that the svara, you're potter from the mezuzah, and the halacha is, it's also to put a mezuzah. Even if you want to be machmir, you're not allowed to. It's a bizoyin to have a mezuzah in a room that's a beis ha-merchot, a beis ha-kisein, or a beis ha-bruski. You're not allowed to have a mezuzah there. Yeah. So the Mara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, stoma divri haka potter. Is that true? You want to tell me of Yehuda Shita is that a stam warehouse, everybody holds your potter from the mezuzah. I've or Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Bisharecha. The Pasuk says al mezuzah beisecha bisharecha. On the gates. Echad shari batim. Whether it's the gate opening up into your house. V'yechad shari chateris. Whether it's the gate opening up into your front yard. V'yechad shari medinas. Whether it's the gate opening up into Medina, that's the whole, like America, opening up into a few cities. V'yechad sharia yoris, whether a gate opening up into your one city. V'refes, that's the room that you have your animals. V'lulin, or else that's the room you have the chickens there. Or mitevin, or else the room you store straw. V'yoytzros yayin, v'yoytzros shemin, chayovim b'mezuzah. All these shiorim, all these gates opening up into these rooms, is mechiv in the mezuzah. So you see clearly, a room that you have set aside just to store the wine there, or to store the shemin there, it's also chayiv in mezuzah. So what's a kasha? You have Yehuda. You have Yehuda holds stam a storage room is potem in a mezuzah. And here we're dashing from the word of visharecha or shar to any one of these places is mechiv in a mezuzah. So the yochol, the brisa goes on. Yochol shani marba. I would think also it's also included in visharecha. Af base shar achsadra. Even a base shar that's like an entrance opening into an achsadra, which is like an open porch. Umrafesis, that's like an open balcony. Maybe the Beis Shar, the gate that opens up into an open balcony or an open porch is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says no bias. It has to have a bias. Ma bias miyuchad ladira, just like a house is oimit to live inside it. Yatzu elo shein miyuchadim ladira. So therefore, a balcony or an achsadra porch, it's not oimit for living. You don't live inside there. Here, the achsadra means like an outside porch. That's opened by three sides of it. So that's not called a mokum dira. Or hu adin rafeses, that's the top of a balcony. Nobody lives on the balcony. So since it's not a base dira, therefore the base shar, this gate that opens up into it, is also part of a mezuzah. Now, yocho shani marba av beis akisei, or vizoy, if you have a bias, that's miyuchon adira, as long as you live there. So maybe a beis akisei is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Lamais, you're living there. Heis yochol, I would think, shani marba, from the word bias, af beis hakisei, o beis haburski, the room you make to make the skin there, o beis hamerchetz, the bathhouse, o beis hatfilo, by the mikvah, Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says bias, a house, ma bias or suyu le covered, rov tashmishmish, rov things you do in a house, is the covedic, you live there in a normal manner, is af kol ha suyu le covered, only something, a room, that the tashmish there is a kovadika tashmish. Yotzu elu mashenkin, these rooms, shein asu lekovid. These rooms are not made lekovid, the beis hakisei, the beis haburski, therefore the potem in a mezuzah, and faket is an issa. You're not allowed to put a mezuzah there. You'd be mevazah the mezuzah. But our koponim was still going to the alta kash according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the beginning of the Brisa said clearly, from bisharechom, would be marba even the shar that goes into the storage houses. Still, you see the mechuyev in mezuzah. Vaita yochol, I would think vaita shani marba af harabayis. Maybe in the harabayis in the base of Migdash, also all the lishchoyis or the harabayis itself. Valishchoyis, the rooms inside the harabayis. Vahazora is the azora inside the base of Migdash. maybe the shorim, the gates opening up to these things, also are mechuyevim in mezuzah. Talmud Leiman, though, the pasuk says bayis, your house means beisecha, mezuzah is beisecha. Ma bayis shu choyl, just like a regular house is choyl, means you own it, you can do what you want with it, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, it's choyl. Is av kol shu choyl, who are in any house that's choyl, that doesn't belong to Hegdish? Or beyotzu elu shen kredish, ma shenke in the harabayis, the beis amigdish, the lishchoyis, the azoris, in the beis amigdish, since it belongs to kredish, it has a din hegdish on it, has a din mirror on it, therefore for sure it's potter min amezuzah. With dash in the word bias has to be doimed to a house that's choyl. So the Gemara Tiyufta, HaKol Pono, from this bryce it's a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda. That here it says klor, with dash in the pasuk of Isharecha, that even a shar, even a gate, opening up into a refes, into lulin, into matfin, oitzras yayin, a warehouse that you store your wine, you store your shem, and it says clearly chayavim b'mezuzah. That's where Allah, we take a pasuk like the Kana and not like Rav Yehuda. Because Pashti Gemara slugs up Rav Yehuda. It's enough in the Braisa that the shara, the gate that opens up into a warehouse, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Therefore, garages, befrativ, is a garage near your house. Pashti the svar is that since you have your house right there, and your garage is like an extension from your house, that's also called a beis dira. Like, you, that's the way you live in your house. You have to store things outside in other rooms, but that's the way you live. You live that you have a room to store your wine in. So storing your wine in that room is also a chilek of the tashmash of the bayis. Therefore, it's also included in v'sharecha and beisecha, that's called the mokem dira, yimchuyev in the mezuzah there. Yeah, then the Bryce also said that Yochosh and Imar be'af be'shar, I was thinking even a be'shar is also mechuyev in the mezuzah, or be'shar achsadrim refeses, tamulay me'bayis. That a base shar is potter. The first is asked the kasha that he's shown him that there's a gemara in Melachos that says clearly a base shar is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. The first is asked the kasha Yochosh and Imar ba'af base shar mashma the base shar potter in a mezuzah. The time of the perak koymetz rabba tanya base shar achsaga frasas chayovim in mezuzah. The chaymash perakam of the sukkah the base shar chayiv in mezuzah kavishtei sukkis. So Tais Teretz is Yeshleima Dehoche Midiraisa Koma. Midiraisa, the base shar for these things is Potter. Vlosim Midirabonin. There it's Potter, there it's Chai Midirabonin. Inami Tais says, Dehoche Mari Bebeis Shar Shal Achsadra, or Beis Shar Shal Mrafesis. Vaidik Toni Beis Shar Achsadra Pira Shal Achsadra. That, because the Teretz is very Nogaya, the Yosuke of the Teretz here. That a Beis Shar means like a foyer. That's a room opening up into another room. Now, if the inside room is called the Beis Dira, people live there, then even the outside room is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. That our Gemara says here, a Beis Shar, from a Mafestas and Achsadra is Potter, it's only because this room itself is Potter, it's not called the Beis Dira. An Achsadra means Tam, an open porch by itself. There's no house around there. You just have a gate open up into an open porch, or a gate open up into a Mafestas, just to the balcony. Since it's not leading into any Beis Dira, therefore the Beis Shar is potter min a mezuzah. Mashenke in a Beis Shar that leads into a room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. Now a Beis Shar means any gate, any room that leads you into the house, that in that house is a mokem dira, so the outside room is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. So v'chomadik alocha Beis Shar, that means in a foyer, or when you come into the house, even like this little room here, let's say, the more you come into your house, and as soon as you come in, you have mamash a very small room just to hang up clothing there, and then you come into the house itself. So usually a room is only mechuyev in a mezuzah if you have dal dal dal. It has to at least be dal damis by dal damis. If it's less than that, it's potem in a mezuzah. But a beis shar is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Like the foyer, the first little room you come into the house. Since like that's the shar, that's the opening up how to get into your house, that room is called the beis shar. It also has a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Even though there's no size, it could be as small as it is. Less than dalad by dalad, but a beis shar that opens up into the house, into a beis dira, that has the chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Here we're patterning on that Torah says it's a beis shar of an achsadra and rafesis, as it only opens up into an open porch. So since that's not a mokum diri, don't live there, that's why the beis shar is potter. The enechlam, the beis shar that opens up into a place where people live, you mechuyiv. And some say, that's the pshat from Stam, a shari'ir. We're saying, if you, the gates of the Medina, the gates of the cities, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Why? The Khuri don't live outside in the fields. But the pshat is, that's the shar to eventually come into your house. Like the way you come into the city, you come in through the first gate, then you go into the gate of your chutzar, then you go into your house. So since all these gates eventually end up to come into your house, that's why, b'shorechon, all the shurim are also mechuyev in a mezuzah. And this is a machlokes rishonim. The Ritvor brings down some learn that it's only midrabbonin. The Bishorecha, like it's only a nesmachti, they learn that really yodim mechuyin mezuzim midraisa in your house, the base deer itself. The Shorim is only midrabbonin. Another sheet is learned, no, it's mamash the drosha midraisa. That Bishorecha, all these base sharms, they're also mechuyin mezuzah midraisa. Yeah, then the Gemara said, well, not another chiddush here, that I would think even the base Hamikdash is also mechuyev in the mezuzah. Talmud Leimer, no bias. That stam bias means the choil. Now in this Gemara here, so the Shonim say the sugi before didn't go like this. Like the Tosafos Shonim says here, the bottom one, Yotzeu Ela Shel Hekdesh, O Mahai Taim Aptura Lishchas Parhadrin, O Kriyab Yehuda Mitukma, Dil Rabbonon Amait Sarah Kroh, V'adira Ba'kor Ho Loishim Edira. Now the Chur, before we had a Machlokes about Lishchas Parhadrin, does need a mezuzah or not. That the Rabbonon Shaita before was, Lishchas Parhadrin Meikar Radin needs a mezuzah. We have Yehudi Shita before was no. Mi'ikar Adin is potem in a mezuzah. It's only a din de rabbonin that it's mechuyev at gzera, it needs a mezuzah. So really, the Ritva speaks out that this sugya does not go according to either one of them before. Because here we're saying that potter from a posik. It says bias, and bias means shulchoyl, and not shel kodesh. And before, according to rabbonin Shita, the lishchas parhadrin was mechuyev in a mezuzah. So they don't dash in this drosha that it has to be shechol. They held even shel hegdish could also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda we had before, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said as potem in a mezuzah, the Gemara's maskana was because it's called the dira bar korcha, which is leishim edira. In other words, since the kohen gadol, when he goes to live in the lishkas parhadrin, he's like forced to go there, even though it's a mitzvah to go there, but he's not going with his wife, with his mishpach, he's going by himself. That's called the dira bar korcha, which is lo shemei dira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's why he said, really, mikar adin is potem in a mezuzah. Now, the only reason why the Rabbanan said to put a mezuzah on that lishka was people shouldn't say the kohen god is going into jail. Like, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, a jail is also potem in a mezuzah. Why is a jail potem in a mezuzah? The same svarim. Because that's called the dira bar korcha. I mean, you know, nobody wants to go into jail to live there. Even though they put you into jail, you get a 5-year sentence. So you live there, mamash, for 5 years, day and night. That's your house now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you put them in a mezuzah. Because that's called dira bar korcha, which is loishim edira. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's why the lishkas parhadrin is also put them in a mezuzah. A new svara. Because since the kohen godlike is forced to go there, he can't live there with his wife, so he's like forced to be there. That's why he's put them in a mezuzah. But Mashra, without that svara though, it would have been mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Shonim said, that's not like Abu Gemara here. They didn't dashen, this pasuk will be dashening here. Here we're dashening, the pasuk says, bias, Mashman has to be shechoyim. It has to be a normal house that you can live in. Mashenkin, the Beis Hamikdash, and Lishchoyis, since they belong to Hegdish, therefore they put them in a mezuzah. Perech Naima, the sugis before didn't go with this Gemara. But that we had before, that was the Machoikas of Yehuda and the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin hold a dira bar kocha shmei dira. Therefore, the Rabbonin said the lishkas parhadrin was mechuyev in a mezuzah, even though the kohen godlike was forced to go there. But that's where it was a dira bar kocha. Even though you're forced to be there, still it's called a dira. And at this point, we pass on the Rabbonin. Halach lemaisa, if anybody's in jail, he has to have a mezuzah there. We pass on the jail is mechuyev in a mezuzah because lemaisa, the guy is living there. That's his dira there. He's forced to be there. So that's the machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbonin, and we pass on the Rabbonin. That a dira bar korcha is also shmei dira. If someone has to be in jail, chalal son is mechuyev in a mezuzah there. It's only if you have more than 30 days. It's for 30 days, you put them in a mezuzah. But if you're there more than 30 days, the chur, you mechuyev in a mezuzah. You're right. Right. Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Kai made the rover. Shisha Sha'orim Pturim in a mezuzah. There are six different type of doors that these doors are put up in a mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokor, Ubeis HaTim, Ubeis Oitzreis. As this town holds that a stam, a warehouse, a storage room, is put up in a mezuzah. So even though there's nothing wrong in the shahr, in the gate, or the door is a normal door, but since you're only using this room for storing and not for living there, this sheet holds they put them in a mezuzah. Ushara HaModai. This is something wrong with the gate itself, the door itself. Shara Moderashi says, Shoisin Bekipa. The top is made an archway. It's not like a square on top, the door. It's an archway. It's round on top. Shekein oisim b'modai. That's where they used to make the gates or the doors in modai. So this she told shar ha-modai is potter from the mezuzah. We'll soon see why. Ushar she'ein ha-mekura. Who didn't if you have a gate that doesn't have anything on top of it? There's no top post. It's just on two sides and no top post. That's also not called a door to mechayiv and mezuzah. Shrashi she'ein ha-mekura. Shu paras milamala. Straight on top, there's no post on top, it's open. Lagamri. Shein me'ein kisui. There's no covering on top of the door, so such a doorway is potter from a mezuzah. A mezuzah has to be, you have two side posts, and you have a piece on top, that's called the doorway. Ushar she'ein a gavoya yud. Another p'tur is the doorway has to at least be 10 tefachim high. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, that's not called beisechem. That's not called derech bia. You can't come into the house that way. If it's less than yud tefachim high, you put it from the mezuzah. For the Gemara Akasha, omulei posachto b'shisha. You start off saying you have six gates that are put in the mezuzah. V'salakta b'shivan, you said seven gates. You said more than you start out with. Omulei, you answered back, shar ha-modai tanoihi. That that we said if you have a gateway, a doorway, that on top it's an archway, that's a machoikis. It's not so poshid, you put them in a mezuzah. That's why really six, for sure you put them. And the shar ha-modai, this is a machoikis tanoihi. The tanya we learned, keeper. If you have a doorway that has an archway on top, is Rav Meir mechayiv a mezuzah. Rav Meir says, still you have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. I don't care if it's an archway, it's circle on top, half of a circle on top, still it's called a Pesach, you mechayiv a mezuzah. V'chachomim poitrim. The Chachomim say, no, an archway is not called a Pesach, you put them in a mezuzah. V'shovim, but they're both made like this. Like, where is the machlekes? V'shovim, everybody holds like that, like this. Shim yesh barag lo asara. That if on the bottom of the archway, the feet of the archway is 10 tefachim high, before it starts to become round, shechayovim b'mezuzah. Then everybody holds in mechuyv in the mezuzah. In other words, ikar yisoid of the mezuzah is that Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high, and it has to at least be dalet tefachim wide. So if you have 10 high, and here it's still dalet tefachim wide, that's called a Pesach. I don't care if higher up than that, then it comes like an archway. Then it becomes smaller. It doesn't stay on top, dalet tefachim away. No, on top, the archway comes much closer. So on top here, it's less than dalet tefachim wide. Like this picture here. But so what? Since on the bottom, the black part on the two sides, it's 10 tefachim high, and the cross, it's dalet tefachim wide across, that's called the Pesach. Even though further up, when you have the archway, it's no more dalet tefachim apart. So I don't care what's above yud. As long as you tefachim high, you have wide dalet tefachim, that's called the Pesach yimechuyv in the mezuzah. This everybody holds from. It's not a din, it has to be a square on top. The p'tur why keeper would be is because it's not wide dalet tefachim. So b'shov everybody holds. Shim yesh paraglo asara, that if the bottom feet are 10 tefachim high up, before it starts to become narrow on top, shechayav in mezuzah. Like Rashi says, v'shovim shim yesh paragle yud, koydim sheyaschol igel, before it comes a circle, utismayit rochbo, before it comes smaller than dalet tefachim, shechayav is yimuchiv in mezuzah. Shafilu shehakel sosim, miyud lomalot, that even if you close the whole thing on top up, yesh shir pesach, v'goyva yud rochav dalet. As long as you have yud tefachim high, wide by four tefachim, that's a sheer pesach to mechayiv in the mezuzah. So I don't care if above that it becomes into an archway, it becomes round, and on top it's less than dalet tefachim, I don't need the top altogether. Close up the whole top, still about on the bottom you have yud tefachim high, that's called a pesach. Right. And Omer Abaya, the kula yal everybody holds, Kavoya yud, if it's 10 tefachim high, v'yein barag lo gimel, but there's not even 3 tefachim on the bottom before it starts to get narrow, is v'lav klum. That's not called anything. That's not called a Pesach. Hey, the Pesach has to be that at least the bottom gimel tefachim is wide 4 tefachim. But if here even the bottom gimel tefachim of the archway, the bottom gimel tefachim right away becomes narrower, that it's not a par dal tefachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. You need at least gimel tefachim. Less than gimel tefachim is like called part of the ground, so b'chlal you don't have any space here that's wide dal tefachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. Rashi says, v'ein baragle gimel, goiva, it doesn't even get 3 tefachim off the ground, shenismayit roch b'koidin shagviyo gvoya gimel, that before it's 3 tefachim off the ground, it's already narrower, it's less than 4 tefachim. V'lav klumi, that's nothing then. The whole pochus mi gimel goiva aryas michti, anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground, it's considered like part of the ground. V'yen kan tzad shem pesach, you don't have a shem pesach here at all, shel dalet. A Pesach has to be at least wide, dalat tochim. The afilu Reb Meir Moida, shein kan haschola loy machokach v'hashlim. There's not even a beginning of a Pesach. Like we soon see, we can't even say a pocket here. So the bottom.